Assisi. I love your rolling fields, your flowers and silver streams that flow to the sea.
Claire is not one of yesterday's answers.
What a wonderful summary of the life of St. Clare of Assisi. What a magnificently brief description of her relevance to today's world.
Clare is not one of yesterday's answers.
Sister Maria Juliana of Gethsemane is a poor Clare Colettine living in Harden in North Wales. Whilst recognising that many people are dismissive today concerning the lives of contemplative nuns, perhaps thinking it an escape from the realities of daily existence, as Sister Juliana points out, it is far from that. St. Clare never intended to create something that would remove herself and her sisters from a world created by a loving God. Rather, they found themselves to be a microcosm of that very world, a microcosm that became holy through their daily struggle for reconciliation, conversion and love. Today's poor Clares and poor Clare Colettines merely follow Clare's example.
The first community in Assisi had in it women who were rich and women who were poor. It had in it a Perugian, and the Perugians were at war with the Assisians. It had an enemy alien. It had a foundling that had come from Rome. We don't know her story. And our particular following of Clare is enlightened by the life of St. Colette, we're Colettines. And her community almost picked up this theme and took it a step further. She had people from every level of society and from three sides of the Hundred Year War in France. And she consciously tried to live out the healing of her society in her own community. Here at Harden, I myself belong to a community whose members are from very different backgrounds. The first abbess of this community in 1928 came from Ecuador, and the community has been, by God's arranging and not by ours, international ever since. It's reflected the pattern of the world. Like Clare and Colette, it's reflected the pattern of their age and tried to resolve it. For example, some of our sisters here are of German descent. Some of them are converts from Judaism. We try to resolve in prayer, by living in prayer, which is every hour, every moment of every hour of every day. Day and night, we get up and pray in the middle of the night. But it's not just saying prayers, it's not just singing the Psalms of the Divine Office. It's living reconciliation.
And that is not escapism.
That is certainly not an escape. There is no life more unsuited to the great escape than a life of enclosure.
Because you're living with each other in very, very close proximity, day in, day out, and that's not easy.
It's not easy to live in close proximity, but it's a tremendous gift. I myself came from a world, and indeed that this would be reflected by the generality of the community, the world of the dysfunctional family, the divorced parents, the broken homes. Our national statistics are represented in the community also. To have found family in God has been a tremendous gift. And I think our founders beautifully foresaw what in the church we now speak of as communion. At the heart of St. Clare's rule is a most wonderful phrase. A sister should love and nourish her sister as a mother loves and nourishes her child. And this is the heart of our life. It's the heart of our prayer, the constant acceptance of the other, the love for the other, the living and sharing for the other who becomes your sister.
Assisi.